Nothing like Nutramedical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by Nutramedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to hour number two. It is Friday the 11th. And I saw a little promo for a very disturbing and weird video series that's going to be on called Good Omens. And it shows Lucifer, or one of his major minions, working with an angel, apparently calls it the apocalypse. If you think apocalypse is months and years away, I got news for you. The apocalypse is happening in Northern California right now. We're going to hear an emergency report. We got a call just before the show, and I didn't even talk to her yet, Deborah, about PG&E going to cut the power in areas even when there's no fires. There are some fires up there. Remember, these are abnormal. Right here today, it is the 11th, and it's not seasonally normal. It's freaking hot. It's 87 degrees out in the shade in front of my kitchen. That's not normal. Remember, their plan is to depopulate the rural and the coastal areas around the world, especially here, starting off with a little test area. In fact, it was very clever. They actually did the test last year and destroyed the town called Paradise. So the devil and his minions actually destroyed Paradise. Isn't that clever of them? And if you don't think that this is a real globalist scheme, now, we're going to bring on Keisha Rogers here, because Harley can't make it for medical and family issues. But we need to understand, if you don't understand the total, panoply of the players and schemes here, you won't understand what's really going on. The dialectic of war is always run by bankers. It's always run with globalist bankers making giant profits and getting their schemes together and having a ritual sacrifice of the human race in war, pestilence, and destruction. Even World War I and II were totally run by bankers. In fact, the bankers made sure that we wouldn't bomb the Krupp steel plant that was making armaments sold to the Queen to blow up and kill Germans, although they weren't allowed to bomb the work or death camps, if you want to call it, populated by Jews and Bulgarians and other Romanians and so on, because they were work slaves. And they were aborting women in their camps that were getting pregnant to make sure, and they used abortifacients, even things like aspartame. People need to start understanding here, all the wars are banker wars. Trade, which is the opposite of war, is the reason why China never invaded the West. Only the Khazars from Southern Caucasus Mountains, which would attack the trade routes. And Mongols invaded and came up to the wall. And what they would do, come up to the wall, they'd tell the people on the wall, here we've got a sack of gold and some jewels and so on, and let us across the wall so we can do what we want. And what they wanted to do was actually invade towns and cities and rape women. So 40% of the population of Chinese in China have Mongolian genes, because their great ancestors' mamas were raped by Mongols. People don't know this stuff. They don't realize that the Chinese culture is not one to want to invade the world. They do want to make stuff for the world, and we need actually to help their population so they can get back to a normal balance where they don't kill so many girls that they have 36 to 100 million excess males. But the same maniacs are up there now in Northern California with insurance carriers trying to de-insure people so if their home is burned out, they can't rebuild it. And they're the same people that don't fix the technology to stop smart grid, which causes fires, because the smart grid on the power lines themselves starts sparks. If you don't move the chaparral and the trees and the duft away from them, you're going to have a big friggin' fire. Well, PG&E's already been found guilty of that, so they're going to go bankrupt, and at the same time, they're going to resurrect themselves with Russian technology of satellite-based solar systems. This is nuts. Again, remember, they want to, with SCOPEX, which is a United Nations project, I've been aware of it for over 22 years. I met Dr. Isley, founder of the World Constitution Parliament Association of the United Nations in 58, spent an entire evening with him back in Colorado Springs in March of 1997. This is not, and I saw it presented again by Mike Adams on the Gen 6 conference. If you go to gen6.com, you can see his presentation. I thought it was really cool. I'm trying to get Mike on, although I know Mike has got some connections with the CIA. I heard he was a Christian. Again, I have people that are, you know, dabble in this and that in their various agencies. I can pull you out of even the jaws of hell, including Mike Adams and Alex Jones. And they need to understand, I don't just understand a few of these things, I connect all of the dots. And the thing I crave most is tough questions that nobody else on earth will even try to answer. And that's why I really appreciate the LaRouche Foundation, because for decades, Linda LaRouche and all those people like Keisha Rogers and Harley Schlanger have tried to push the idea that if we have trade, we won't have war. It's so simple. Even a lot of the principles that we've developed in America to get away from the damn British, which have destroyed by creating the communist regime in China and Russia, America, Chinese have actually adopted like Hamiltonian rebuilding the economy. So in 2008, when we actually pumped up the banks by pumping them bigger and fatter, you know, to make them, you know, the size of a instead of making the market ready, what we did is we didn't rebuild the economy. We just pumped up the damn banks, which are now asking for more money. So, Keisha, I'd like you to comment on this, because we see the thing going on in Hong Kong. There's no need for it right now. I know there was a transition to 2047, and the real issue was they're not going to extradite people to China for crimes. But why are they still protesting? It's because Soros and the bankers and the people behind it want the protests. They want to turn this into a social nightmare. And even going back and forth about the NBA, the real issue is, yeah, China's got problems. Their social rating system is actually working with WhatsApp, which is Google, and they're suppressing the hell out of their people. But you know the solution to it? Work on a trade deal. Work on a deal where these people are not suppressed, where they don't have two-child policy or abort a woman up to her moment of birth, where they have a system where they do respect intellectual property of production. But we could benefit from the Chinese. We brought over their engineers to rebuild a high-speed rail. If we want high-speed rail in America, these guys are market ready. They can be over here in 2 months and start building high-speed rail all across America. The same way as we can collaborate on solving medical problems and earth changes, I call defensive earth strategy. People don't know this, do they? They don't know about city crashers, meteors, and about the coming asteroid called Apophis that'll be here in less than 10 years. They're not aware that we're in a galactic soup that's dangerous. And they don't realize that we need to collaborate as a global civilization to actually save ourselves from a collapse of civilization caused by solar and galactic events like a coronal mass ejection. We're not prepared, basically, for any real challenges because we're too busy looking at the fuzz in our navel, aren't we?
Well, let me start with something that I think will put this in perspective. How you doing, Dr. Bill? Okay, so first of all, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a historic press conference that took place by the president, our President Trump, on October 9th. And in that press conference, he reiterated his intention and what he has been very clear about, his intention to reverse these 50 years of geopolitical wars, the policies of endless wars, to put an end to this. And
right.
In that press conference, you probably heard this, that he came out talking about the referring to President Eisenhower's identification of the military-industrial complex as a driver for war, and how the military-industrial complex, they thrive on war as their money machine.
Well, it's not just war. They thrive on financial control, which
Absolutely.
Is why they work like we're going to bring on Deborah in a few minutes here to talk about how PG&E not only is behind the scheme, but they're going to shut off power to people where there's no damn reason for it. They're not fixing the underlying cause of the fires. And the globalists are working through things like ICLEI and the United Nations, and they're doing things like they don't want, for example, even the media don't want to have a dialogue to work out things with Russia and China, which would be natural allies. No. They want a big freaking conflict that could result in thermonuclear war, chemical biological war, or geoclimatic disaster. They don't give a damn because they actually want to kill us all. And people don't get it that these people are so freaking evil, and if we trust them, they're going to kill us. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. And you see that he reiterated this at his Minneapolis rally. What a lot of the media, the fake news media, that is not telling you is, let's go to your point of what's going on in Hong Kong, what's going on in the island where the British had control over this island for a very long time, and it was re-given, it was taken back and returned, should we say, to China in 1997. And
right.
One thing is that, you know, people are treating this as though, oh, these are just some innocent young people who have some grievances and they're protesting, expressing their grievances. But we've seen how this works. We saw how it worked in Ukraine. We saw how it has worked with the in France, with the Yellow Vest in France, where, you know, certain peaceful rallies are taken over by George Soros and British-ran operations, and
right.
they are taken and taken control of, and they create a total out-of-control uprisings there. And so what I'll just tell you something. One thing is that you think about this. What just happened at the Trump rally in Minneapolis here that just took that just happened on yesterday?
Last night. Yeah, last night.
Well, you had outside of several interruptions during the rally. Outside of the rally, you had Hong Kong-style riots on the streets. The only thing that was different is that the people were not using Molotov cocktails like in Hong Kong. But at the same time, you had to have several police officers called in. They had to use pepper spray to keep people away. According to one report, one guy came, you know, out in a suit, and the protesters that were out there were saying, "There's one of the Nazis there," and went up to start to antagonize and just to meddle with the guy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that
let's discern. Right now, the gloves are off. I mean,
yeah,
it's so obvious. When we see Nancy Pelosi and Ren Nadler, I call her Rattler because he's like a rattlesnake, and Adam Schiff, and I've changed the last two letters of the name from FF to T. Adam, S-H-I-T-T, damn it. And what's going on here, people don't understand, this is a dangerous game. When you paralyze the government so they can't negotiate with Russia and China and work things out,
mm-hmm.
and denuke, say, La Chile Island and Puerto Huerte, because the reason why the Russians have got their armaments pulled out, they did a war game October 5th, 2017, that's like 2 years ago, and they had one quarter of the Russian population, and the RFT in Russia told the citizens, we think that the West, including Europe and America, of course, based on the previous administration, Obama and George Bush Jr., wants to nuke us. Now, you got to understand, when you see the philosophy and the attitude of the West and NATO, it's justifiable to understand. If you start getting your head into their space, you start realizing it's no wonder you get smart engineers, smart Chinese people who have done engineering in Europe and Canada and America. They go back to China and they realize, yeah, it's a totalitarian regime there, and they can't do this and that, otherwise you get civil rating. But America has got its own screw-up. Right now, the media are pushing a scenario to say, we're going to impeach. Why? Because he asked the question about a previous corrupt candidate, Biden and his son? Are you kidding? One of the most corrupt countries in the world, and also the corrupt business inside the PLA. The PLA and the Communist Chinese would shut down their production of carfentanil in a moment if Trump worked out a deal. They would no longer be making carfentanil to ship to America through the Mexican border to kill us. The Chinese would be no longer weaponizing the South China Sea Islands. They'd work out a deal how they can deliver products to Target, Amazon, and Tesco so that they can do things. People have to understand, China wants a deal. They want to work out a deal. How hard is that? They also want to understand is they're a little bit over-testy. The communists don't understand their society's going to change whether they like it or not, as these old guard communists go. The communist Chinese, to be honest with you,
he's in the middle of these trade talks right now, and the president just said, look, the trade talks are going very well. But
the problem is
we have idiots in the United States who buy into this British line, particularly people like Rubio and people like
Ted Cruz, they can have a point, but they go too far. For example,
yeah,
I know that the Chinese are stealing intellectual property, but you have to understand the Chinese side of it. Now, I had contacts I've had over the last few years, and one company decided to move their company core headquarters to China because they knew they could hire some real smart Chinese engineers. And then they actually set up a bench for the Chinese engineers and said, now, we want you to be creative. Make new stuff. And they went back after 6 months and said, there's nothing on your bench. Why is that? We're afraid that if we invent something, we'll be reported to the Lao Dai prison camps and be sent to a prison and tissue typed. So you see, there's an ongoing inside paranoia in China, combined with the cultural changes, And China's going through this internal convulsions. And Xi is part of it. Now, it can move toward the right side if we get a deal with Trump.
We
and
have
things will get much nicer.
RBI operations against China. Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And we have Deborah Tavares coming on for a couple, 5-10 minutes. In case you're still here. Deborah, emergency. You know, I'm watching a little mini-series, clips. I see the clip advertising. I don't want to watch it. It's called Good Omens, and it shows the devil, one of his senior minions, working with an angel. We don't need to wait for the apocalypse. Damn it. It's now. What you guys are experiencing there isn't just a test in Northern California. In fact, even our radio station is being affected, where they say there's not very far from them. They're talking about knocking out the power. PG&E, our criminal organization, working with the globalist bankers. And their plan is to depopulate the rural areas and the coastal areas of the United States. And we're only a test case. This is happening around the entire world because we're dealing with trans-dimensional and exoplanetary evil of galactic proportion that plans to do genocide much of the human population. Read the document called Deagle. Like my name with a little misspelling. DEAGEL.com. So tell us what the hell is going on up there, because to be honest with you, I've seen little reports on Fox here with these sound muted, and what's going on is completely nuts. Tell us what's happening, because people are getting their power knocked out.
Yeah, I will, Dr. Bill. I am sitting here in the middle of it all, here in Northern California. This is Friday, October the 11th, 2019. Now, while they are beginning to re-energize some of the systems, there has been massive loss in local business. Many of the smaller stores have lost their refrigeration, giving away their supplies. Many of the vineyards are in the middle of crush, and they've been shut down and crushed. PG&E let out an emergency contact through their public safety power website. The PG&E website crashed. We're in the middle of an absolute demonic insertion. And what do I mean by that? The power outage is a cover for many things that are happening.
Right.
And I do have on stopthecrime.net newly posted YouTubes from information that we have been spreading. Go to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube video channel. We will be posting live from the streets of the power shutdowns, but more importantly, we need to talk about what is happening. Massive surveillance has been rolled out. Dr. Bill, we've talked about this before on your program, where for public safety alerts, they are positioning LIDAR weapons systems on the hilltops. LIDAR is a military frequency weapons system, and this is now being deployed, again, all for our safety, presumably. We also are now finding that the repeaters for the ham radio operators are now being reduced, so that the ham radio operators will not be able to report. Our communication is being shut down. We're being put in the black, in the dark. This is a grid down. Now, we've been talking about this for a very, very long time. And people need to prepare.
I got a question for you. You're a genius at all this bad, dark stuff, okay? You really are. I mean, I give you direct credit. You've taught me even about primary water. Why the hell is it happening now? And I give
I want to hear
what you have to say.
Yeah, I'm not going to venture an assumption of why.
Well, let me venture one that might help you, okay? And I'll give you two or three.
I'd rather tell you what is happening.
Well, it's important to venture, and I'll tell you why it's important. What people think is they think it's, some people, number one, are going to think, well, that's just Northern California. We're okay. We're in Ohio. We're here. We're there. We're in Southern California. We found out actually recently that Fallbrook, which is just literally a stone's throw from here, may have the same damn thing happen. And we've had rain about a week or so ago, but we haven't had rain since, you know, for 2 or 3 months. If the same thing happens down here, my next-door neighbor, who was trying to resell her home, couldn't sell her home until we found the right insurance carrier, because all the other insurance carriers said you're in a fire zone from since last year, even though we had no fires near here within 5 miles. What people need to start understanding here is the operational plan is now live. This is live. It's not just an American plan. You can go to other countries around the world. If you go to Ireland and look at what's going on there, you were overseas and went to Europe. And I want people to start understanding here, the globalists and the devils that run this friggin' thing are making it live. The damn thing is live.
Well, it's been live for quite some time, and we've been...
Yeah, but they're in operational... They're in kill zone phase now. They're in kill zone phase.
Well,
this is not just like...
I'm up here, and I am seeing the devastation, but I'm seeing this as a cover. Now, as it would happen, I was sitting at the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting on October the 8th. That was when the deadly fires started here 2 years ago. That's when they announced the red flag warning and the imminent power shutdown on the 8th. Not only is this a cover for larger maneuvers of weaponized warfare on all of us worldwide, but this is psychological warfare and traumatization as well. When you attack an area that has been burned down exactly at the same date 2 years prior, it is an intentional, massive psychological warfare. This is also an intensive, massive economic hit with the power outage. But it is a disguise for rolling out heavy, heavy surveillance, eliminating insurance, as we've discussed before on other shows, to massively take property away by not renewing insurance. We're seeing that across the board now. Wherever you live, if you're along the coast, you're in trouble because you're in low-lying areas. We've discussed coastlines under attack, the kinds of technologies that are being used around the low-lying coastal areas. We are in a blackout. We have had family members traumatized. We have been sending out assistance with generators to help people hook up just to survive the blackout and to try to prevent some of the looting. Now, what we had exactly 2 years ago this time were minivans loaded with looters coming, being brought up from the Bay Area. The Sheriff's Department told us recently that they arrested hundreds and hundreds of looters. This is war. So when you have Rothschild, a.k.a. PG&E, and FEMA, and all, and CAL FIRE, and all of these other agencies that work for the corporation that consider us the enemy under Senate Report 93549, we better start looking at the assaults on us, because this is real. This is extermination. This is rendering us economically unviable, so we lose our homes. I'm understanding that Santa Rosa is in the top 10 of homeless communities in the United States. So we will be going out onto the streets within the next 48 hours or so and filming an enormous homeless encampment. They're talking now about arresting the homeless people and putting them in jail because fires are a big business.
No, they won't put them in jail. Let me explain where they're going to put them. Up to 20 years ago, I got the actual documents documenting how they're going to convert Walmarts and U.S. Postal Service switching stations to civil detention triage camps. They now have the capacity of between 18 and 22 million people they can store in above ground and underground civil detention camps, including execution camps where they have guillotines brought in from China. Did you know that?
Well, I actually do. And I know that we are being extinguished. And I know that the number...
People who are making this up... When I traveled to the Prophecy Club in the fall of 1999, and what I would do is I'd go to a town, and I'm a concrete person, okay? I'm a scientist. But I also have second sight. And so when I fly into a place, I prophesy. So I prophesied two visions when I flew into Portland, Oregon. And the two visions, one, I saw an Indian woman being tied up in buckskins and brought up the side of the Mount Hood to be thrown into the volcano, to the volcano god for the natives. And the other was a rail yard where they're actually welding in a false floor and shackles for humans in former cattle cars to be taken off to civil detention camps, shackled at the ankles and at the wrists, so they could be put in civil detention camps and or executed. Now, they do have a code system, and it's all in previous documents. It's all open. You know, the red, green, blue list. If you're red, you're dead. Okay? And they may not kill you on spot. They're going to kill you when they get to civil detention because they get more joy in putting you through fear because they collect the spiritual ectoplasm of your death wish as you're dying. Now, if you think this is all made up and I'm just kind of, oh, that can't be really happening.
And the blood extraction.
The blood extraction. You have to understand, this is no frigging joke, people. Now, you may want to spit on me. I don't give a damn. I love you no matter what. How much spit you want, you can spit a bucket of spit on me. I don't care. I don't care if you're a relative or friend.
Well, we're here in a massive
You need to understand out there that I don't know everything. There's thousands of prophets. I consider you a prophet. But I have a prophetic 3x5 cards of the crap that I've been exposed to that God's allowed me to see. And it scares the hell out of me that people think that this is imaginary. I even know where the port's coming through. Do you know what's near Los Angeles, where the main cruise lines come in? That's where these guillotines are coming in from China. We got globalists working on this stuff the same as PG&E. When they go bankrupt, they're already planning on resurrecting and using power systems from Russia that actually bring power in from space. And they plan on this project called Project Scopex that Mike Adams presented at the Gen 6 conference to reduce the albedo of the Earth. I found out about this 22 years ago with Dr. Isley, who's a physicist and owns the Vitamin Cottage and founded the World Constitution Parliament Association. He even gave me the Federation of Earth documents. Dr. Deagle doesn't know some of this shit. Excuse my English. I know everything. And what scares the hell out of me is people will, I want to disrespect you, Deagle. Shut the hell up and listen. And read documents like what Deborah Tavares has. You're very brave. You're one of the bravest people I know. And you play with mental blocks. And the people need to understand how serious this is. When they're doing this, they're in the kill fest right now. This is not just a rewind or a warm-up. This is the first phase of massive genocide. That by 2025, they want to reduce the U.S. population 83%. That's the damn facts, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And for the moment, what I would like to do is refer people to StopTheCrime.net, to our YouTube video channel. We have some extremely important videos on how you can harden up. This is fire warfare. This is grid-down warfare. This is looting at night warfare, sending the looters. And I can only say that we have to be very vigilant, very mindful, keep your eyes open.
And by the way, we're doing the same thing as the poor Chinese. The Chinese don't want to be part of this. If they could, they'd like to go to our movies, eat some of our popcorn, have good engineering jobs, have their sons marry our daughters, and have kids that are beautiful, half Chinese, half white Americans or black Americans or whatever. They want to be our ally. So is the Russians. We are natural allies. You said the globalist bankers want us to be at each other's throats getting ready for a thermonuclear war while we have things like a city crasher just got announced this morning.
We just missed another
asteroid coming at the Earth, a meteor that could crash a city. Okay. And we're not even preparing for Apophis that's coming in less than 10 years, April 2029, three times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaurs, and we're not preparing for anything
well,
of
Dr.
this.
Dr. Bill, I'm going to really look forward to being on the show with you on Monday because I actually have a huge developing story.
We can do a video on the weekend if you want to. We can do a video on the weekend and get it out.
Stay tuned to the show on with Dr. Deagle, my hour on Monday from 1 to 2 Pacific Coast. You're going to hear some information about what's going on up here on Monday because I have something rather diabolical that has been now discovered.
If anybody can get the diabolical dirt, it's you.
Thanks for having me on for this update.
Thank you for coming on. If you want to do a quick video update, too, anytime, I can put you on live and put you on anywhere in the world. And we can do multi-site broadcasting now. I just got trained up further by the guys at Livestream in New York. People need to realize we need to get this information out because the powers that be don't want this out, do they? So we're back with Keisha Rogers. Keisha, I know some of the things we say sounds kind of insane to you, but you're very familiar with the LaRouche Foundation that trade trumps war. And the populations around the world are being manipulated. The Russians, the Chinese, there's elements inside them that want to have work everything out. They want to eat the same kind of food as Americans. They want to have jobs where they can go back and forth to the United States and go to schools. They want to have, you know, come over here and marry our daughters and sons and whatever. They want to have a collaborative economy where they can build our high-speed rail for us so we can hop on a high-speed train and go 350 miles an hour between one city and another in California or across the coast. What I see happening is we are not collaborating as a collective human race. And the globalists don't give a damn. They don't care if they kill 90% of us because they want to stay in control. They don't care if the world is like a pile of frozen human dung and they're standing at the top of the pile while it's melting and they're up to their ankles in melting dung. They just want to be king of the hill, you know, like the kids back in middle school. And they don't give a damn whether or not it kills all of us. As long as they're in control. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Keisha in this last segment. People need to understand the killing fields have started. No go, no joke here, people. They want to push Trump to war rather than a peace treaty with and a business deal with China, which he's working on. They don't want us to work it out with Russia either, do they?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Coming back with Keisha Rogers. Keisha, the thing that I remember, and I really honor Lyndon LaRouche now that he's dead, and he was a brilliant guy. But I think one of the things that I found that's really hard, whether or not it's dealing with medical issues or others, I was recruited from grade 11, and I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship to do a PhD in nuclear plasma physics at MIT to make plasma weapons. And I actually had already designed some ideas how to make plasma weapons much more dangerous than our current nuclear weapons back in the late 1960s, on my own. And I decided to go into oceanography, and I finished my PhD in oceanography at age 21 by sleeping on the lab floor. So I'm not an average person, not even an exceptional person. I am a superhuman. Okay, now that might seem like, oh, he's an arrogant SOB. No, I'm not. God's given me this gift to see evil crap. And the problem is what we're dealing with is not just greedy or self-centered or sexually perverted humans. We're dealing with an evil that's so gross that the average person can't conceive it. And so one of the things I love about the Roos Foundation, you guys are well-intentioned and good people. That's why, unfortunately, Lyndon spent time in prison. And they don't understand that the evil that we're dealing with is so gross and so galactic and so all-encompassing. The media, the intel agencies, the secret orders, the United Nations, the British, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That you guys actually, in a sense, there's some naivety there. I don't believe in naivety. I face everything straight up. That's why I am literally the incarnation of Moshe Moses, who was a general fighting the ancient Egyptians with a god in his right hand. Let me tell you, we're dealing with an evil that's so gross. When we look at this, these fires in Northern California, we look at the globalist plans, and you can just read them. I mean, people say, well, Dr. that's your opinion. No, read the World Watch Institute. You can get it every year. Read the Council on Foreign Relations. Read the PNAC documents. There's so many open documents, and you know why they have it? It's called hoodwinking. And the thing is,
but
that I love...
But you're very pessimistic.
No,
I'm
not actually. I'm optimistic because God's going to intervene.
You're pessimistic about the nature of man. And
No, I'm not. No, let me explain. Let me parse this. Mankind is very well intentioned. It's our intent and it's our destiny to become the bride of the Most High. But we're being avatared and controlled at our globalist levels by evil. I'm very positive about mankind.
Yeah, that's why we have to shut down the evil and people have to...
Exactly, but we got to also face what...
As though it is all almighty, that there's no...
No, I'm saying it's almighty. I'm saying the thing is, if you don't think it's going on, you're going to assume it's not there. And when I talk to people, they say, well, that's just crazy, Deagle. I said, do you believe in the Bible? Do you think Jesus crossed the Sea of Gennesaret to cast out the demons from the demonic after the Gadarenes? Do you think possession doesn't occur now? Do you think that our world leaders are just normal or perverted, weird humans that are control freaks? No. You have to understand here what's going on. LaRouche was a very, very smart guy. He incorporated things like Hamiltonian math, economics. He incorporated the idea of a market economy that would get rid of war. He realized that we actually are natural allies to Russia and China. And in fact, the Silk Road, which my great ancestors on my mother's side, which are Abbasis, owned a caravan that traveled for thousands of years to China. My great-great-grandmother walked to China twice a year. Okay, so I have it in my blood.
Deal with evil with humor and satire. That is the best way that you defeat your enemies. And I'll give you a very
That is definitely part of the solution. Because you see, sometimes even satire will get through to people that otherwise wouldn't believe you. You're exactly right.
Well, have you heard about Ocasio-Cortez, AOC?
Absolute cortex? You mean the one that has no cortex?
Yeah. So you heard about the fact that one of her town hall meetings was interrupted by a person who said that the only way that you're going to get rid of enough people on the planet right now is too many people on the planet and solve the crisis of climate change is we have to eat babies?
Yeah, I heard that. Actually, we talked about that with one of our other guests on the show, and they pointed out, and this is really cool, which is really humorous, because at first I thought, oh, my God, this person's crazy. But in actual fact, they were using satire to make her, and then, of course, they're putting her in a box to say, yeah, don't you want to eat babies, too? Have your baby burger. And what she's saying, basically, is, hey, AOC, this is the next step. Have your baby burger. And AOC didn't contradict her. It's like, duh. And the people in the audience are probably, their rectum is probably squeezing and their Adam's apples up in their eyeballs. And they're thinking, no.
Yeah, because people don't want to go there. They don't want to say that the policies around this Wall Street and City of London policy for the green agenda and for carbon reduction is a murder policy.
Yeah, but we're carbon-based units. Getting rid of carbon-based units is getting rid of us. We're made of carbon, aren't we?
Say it again.
we're made of carbon. Getting rid of carbon is getting rid of us, too.
Absolutely. Getting rid of us, getting rid of all the plants, everything.
How dare you? I'm giving you a $10 fine for farting. So, how dare you burp? That's a $20 fine. You have destroyed the ozone layer.
So we have a very unique way of going after the enemy, because when people found out that this young lady who did this was associated with Lyndon LaRouche, and she was actually putting forth a satire, they went crazy because, oh, you can't do that. You can't use that type of satire to put in the people's faces what they're not willing to actually address. And that's the thing. People need to be willing to address the truth. And this is the truth. And even some of the Republicans are saying, President Trump, don't take this on because it's going to unleash a fury. But what the problem is that the people behind this are the ones who know that their banking system is finished. It's bankrupt. Game over. The system is about to blow right now. The whole financial system, when the Bank of England head, the governor of the Bank of England, Carney, came out, said we got to go with more massive quantitative easing bailouts.
I'll tell you the reason why. They're ready to crash the system because the next level is called the Mark of the Beast, which means nobody has any wealth. Everything is alt-delete in some supercomputer. They track you right down to even hacking into your consciousness and your ideas and your thought and your intent of your heart. The real issue is they're trying to have us enter the Matrix at various levels. And people go, oh, no, they're not doing that. No, I'm going to actually have a subscription. I'm going to start doing some videos and actually disclosing a lot of stuff on my special subscription video channel. But you got to understand here, people, this evil is so gross. And the thing that I love about LaRouche Foundation, you guys have provided solutions for decades. You talked about getting
rid
of Glass-Steagall.
And the solution.
You talked about getting rid of Glass-Steagall. Talk about working on a deal with China. Hey, you know, if we're going to deal with China, they're going to get rid of their two. Yeah. And Russia, you'll get rid of those things. You'll have them denuke Lauchila Island. You'll have the Chinese say, yeah, we want to sell you mixers and toys for your kids at Christmas. We don't want to nuke you, or we don't want to poison you with, you know, toxic carfentanil. We'll stop our carfentanil. Do you not think that Trump, when he works out this deal, will get rid of intellectual property theft and carfentanil? Of course he will.
China's lifted over 800 million people out of poverty right now. China knows what the drug problem was. They were targeted for a very long time by the British on the opioid war.
They did that because they were buying tea from China, and because they were in such a big deficit, they created a deficit war using opium, and that's where the opium wars, and they actually, because they won the war, because they had more advanced weapons, they took over Hong Kong, and they eventually said, after 100 years, we'll give you back Hong Kong. The fact is, China has been a victim of drug wars by the damn British. And, in fact, Hong Kong is actually a signature example of how the British go in and screw around with countries all over the world, including Russia and China, and their banking system, run out of Canary Square, is running the earth into the ground. They don't care if they kill people. That's their modus. Oh, yeah, we killed a billion. That's good. We're not down yet enough. Yeah, we got to kill another couple billion. That's how nuts these people are. Right?
Yeah, so now, guess what? We need a war avoidance strategy. We need to work with the leading powers of the world, including Russia, China, India, to break with the geopolitical war agenda, to go with bringing the United States and these leading countries into a new paradigm for peace, for economic progress.
Let me give a list of very simple things I think Trump will do.
All of this is absolutely critical. Yeah.
Let me give a list of things that LaRouche would do. Number one, we need to pass Glass-Steagall. Number two, we need to back the dollar with gold. Number three, we need to link up bilaterally with China, India, and Russia, these great powers, and Europe. We need to have a fixed currency exchange system with non-tariff barriers. We need to get rid of the IGF 5D network, which is toxic, and move to fiber optics. We need to remineralize our soil with things like from the Dead Sea. We need to have a system of trade where we honor intellectual property, but at the same time, we honor the fact that we're going to grow economies around the world by the Belt and Road system, which means it's not just a Chinese system where they can grab territory to set up military bases, because anybody trying to start a war with America, because America has weapons that are exoplanetary, they're so advanced, if any nation starts a war with America, they'll be annihilated so fast you won't even know their first nuclear weapons out of the ground. People don't know that. They don't realize we don't have missile defense, but they'll be annihilated. And the fact is that I remember from my friends that worked at Storage Tech, and he was from Belarus, he said, Dr. Deagle, we know you always add more advanced weapons than Warehouse 13. Listen, the Russians aren't stupid. The Chinese are not stupid. But some of their people kind of like are desk pounders and think, well, if we just get tough enough. No, you need a negotiator like Trump that's going to say, you know what? Let's you sell us Christmas decorations and power wheelchairs and put high-speed rail in our cities. And we'll send over our best engineers and train you guys. And you can come back here and marry our daughters. That's what's going to happen. And you marry our daughters, we're going to have great grandkids. They're going to be really cute because they're going to be a mixture of Chinese and white or black or whatever. That's what's going to happen.
Crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? That's reality. You know, if you look at 2050, it's not like Blade Runner. It's a different kind of world if you think positive. But the problem is the human race, you see, right now is being steered by amazingly dark evil. And if we don't stop it, much of our friends and relatives and people in America and around the world are going to die. Because they start a chemical, biological, nuclear war. I mean, I said to myself, good thing is I'm Anakin Sky Deagle, not Darth Deagle. Because for less than $1,000, I can create the most deadly bioweapon in history in my garage. I trained under a bioweapon here. People say, well, why do you think the Pindar visited you? Because he knows that Deagle has talents and skill sets. I designed plasma weapons in grade 11, which is why I got a PhD scholarship, that would be much more dangerous than any nuclear weapon we have on Earth, including this so-called Sarmat Satan weapon that the Russians have. I know a weapon so powerful it would crack Earth. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
I invented this in 69.
We've got to stop this. We have to put an end to this coup, this witch hunt, this impeachment
exactly.
drive against the president, president right now. So we can actually
I think
move.
He should declare some form of martial law and jail these buggers. I think he needs to shut down the media. He needs to get LaRouche Foundation a signatory position in his cabinet to get
and
LaRouche Foundation.
And he needs to exonerate Lyndon LaRouche. Because
exactly.
that's the only way you're going to stop these SOBs from the evil that
right.
they're doing.
Exonerate
right,
exonerate Lyndon LaRouche. Have someone from LaRouche Foundation or a panel there to get Glass-Steagall in, to get trade help with Russia and China, to get the Belt and Road system working for all countries, not just America. The reason why Central Americans are coming up, we've wrecked their economy. We let the drug cartels run by the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, and the drug cartels to the tune of $2 trillion a year to the drug cartels in Afghanistan. I mean, I had one guy from the airports in Aurora, because there was their doctor taking care of the Black Op helicopters, and he freaked out and wanted to see me after hours. And when he came to my office, he said, Deagle, I got to see you, not for a medical reason. They're going to kill me. Why? He said, because I just serviced a Hercules C-130 loaded to the gunwales from Afghanistan with heroin. Okay? This is 25 years ago. This is before 9/11 even. When they discovered that what I knew with one of the guys from the Oklahoma City Murrah building, they court-martialed me and fired me and gave me death threats. Deagle's not Mr. Passive. You cross me, bad stuff's going to happen. I won't tell you, but you'd be better off to have the devil than Deagle after you. Which is why I'm still drawing breath. And the Lord is still resurrecting me to keep my mouth going.
All right, keep fighting, Dr. Deagle. Stay out there.
Yeah, you keep fighting too, yeah, Keisha. I really appreciate the LaRouche Foundation. You guys are like angels to me. Angels. And you need to be in his cabinet. He needs Glass-Steagall. He needs to have a Belt and Road initiative. He needs
you
his call
him up.
To
let him know.
Yeah, he needs high-speed rail. You want the Chinese engineers? We'll have it in 5 years. You can cross the northern U.S., southern U.S., and coastal regions at 300 plus miles an hour on high-speed rail. You'll love it. Sleeper cars, fancy restaurants at 300 miles an hour. What do you think?
Beautiful.
That's our future if we choose it. And the medicine for the blues.